I intended to share with you a lesson on the subject of praise and worship. It's a very important subject and the lesson. But most likely at the last minute I decided that we will look at another subject from which we will profit. While our gospel meeting begins next week Sunday, the gospel meeting starts Sunday night. From all likelihood, the lesson on praise and worship, we may hear it Sunday morning. As I said, we encourage you not only that you strive to be here for that lesson, but that you bring others. Because, in fact, what I'll be doing, some phrases and words that are now quite common in religious circles. You hear things like unity in diversity, which is a type of giving okay to religious division. But the term itself sounds so attractive that if you are not careful, you fall for it. We'll be looking on some of those terms in the lesson. In fact, even dancing today in praise and worship. You have a group that is referred to as the praise team. That is, within the congregation, you have a few people. Of course, that is like old-time choir. They call themselves the praise team. And, you know, there are so much happening to Christianity today. And members of the Lord's Church, we are to be careful that we do not get caught up and accept belief and teaching and practice which are completely anti-God's word. So we encourage you to come and listen to the lesson on the subject of praise and worship. I don't know how many of you here consider that the word worship, I'm just throwing this out for you to give it some consideration. The word worship is a verb, and that says something. Just the fact that the word is a verb. Says a lot about whether we come for our own selves or we come for God. That will be looked into next week. Today, we want to look on the subject in that Yes, we want to look on the subject, you will not hear from God outside of the revealed gospel. You will never hear from God outside of the New Testament. I repeat, this side of the cross of Jesus Christ, no man or woman will hear from God outside of the gospel of Christ. In God's eternal past, before time began, the wise God plan and work out every detail of our salvation. I mean every detail. Not only our salvation, our eternal welfare. God work out every detail of our guide and direction and the belief system, the life and conduct that His people are to maintain, the church worship and man's. That is what man need to know. Every detail was worked out by God before the world began. We need some time to take a little time off to consider who God is. Because a lot of times we limit God in our own minds. A lot of times we underestimate the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God. So I repeat, because it's important that this foundation be set as we look at this lesson. For one, there are men and women here, right here today, who believe in what is known as continuous revelation. There are people here, they don't know better, that God continues to reveal things through dreams, vision, and whatever else to people today. That's what we call continuous revelation. But God is not doing that today. Jesus Christ is God's final message to man. Final message to man. And Jesus Christ committed that message to the apostle. Are you following? And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the apostle committed that message in the New Testament, the gospel. So everything that you ever want to know from God, it's in here. If your preacher, Brother Mitchell, doesn't know it, it doesn't mean it's not here. It only means he doesn't know it. But everything, you need to know that God expects you to know, wants you to know, it's in the gospel.
But brethren, he said, suppose I want to know something and it cannot be found there. It means God doesn't want you to know it. That's true. We are told in the book, is it Deuteronomy 29:29? I'm not sure I remember correctly if it is that passage, that the things that are revealed, is it 29:29? Okay, let me hear it then, brother.
The secret things belong unto the Lord.
That means the things that God has not revealed belong to God. He has not revealed it because he doesn't want you to know it. You don't need it. Read on.
But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever.
That's a wonderful passage. So I repeat that in the eternal past of the Almighty God, before time began, the wise God planned and work out every detail of our salvation, our eternal welfare, our guide, our direction, our belief system, our life and conduct as God's people. Are we there? The church, how it must be run, how it is organized, how it must worship. Worship itself was not left up to man. We may not come out and just do our own thing in worship. In fact, I encourage you again, try to get in on that lesson next week about praise and worship. What man needs to know all of that is in the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And 18 through 20.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith.
Well, it's best to start from verse 16, brother. You know?
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is God's power, Christ's power.
Unto salvation. To everyone that believeth.
You have to believe the gospel for it to save you. Read on.
To the Jew first. And also to the Greek.
Yes, right. Read on.
For therein is the righteousness of God.
Wait. Therein. What does that mean? In there what? In the gospel. In the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
As it is written. The just shall live by faith.
Faith.
For the wrath of God is revealed. From heaven against all ungodliness. And unrighteousness.
Of men.
Who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Wait, what does that mean? God has in the gospel revealed the truth. But men and women don't like it and conduct their lives their own way. Read on.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
That which men want to know about God. Do you want to know about God, God's will, how to be saved, etc., etc.? It is revealed in the gospel. Read on.
For God has showed it unto them.
God showed it unto them, which also include us. Does mean God has given them a miracle? And no, it's talking about it's revealing the gospel. read.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Clearly seen. There are some things about God. That's what I'm saying. I agree with David, and you better agree. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Only a fool can look on this and look in nature and claim there is no God. Read on.
Being understood by the things that are made.
What verse is that?
Verse 20.
Step me to St. John chapter 20 on the same point. That what we need to know, God has revealed it. Chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, St. John.
And many
another brother, turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 4 through verse 6.
And many other signs.
And many other signs.
Truly did Jesus in the
truly past. Jesus Christ did. Wait. You got it? There are a lot of the miracles of Jesus Christ that you and I, we were never told about. They are not in the Bible. It's no accident that they are not in the Bible. God made a decision that those will not be there. Listen now why he put what is there there. Many other signs.
Truly did Jesus in the
truly signs mean miracle. Truly did Jesus Christ
in the presence of his disciples.
In the presence of his disciples.
Which are not written in
the book. They are not recorded. But it's not accident. God does not do things by accident. Read on.
But these are written.
These. God was selective. What did he say? The miracles of Jesus Christ, which are placed in the gospel, its purpose, it's by God's will. These are written that we may
that believing ye might have life through his name.
Y'all hear it? These that are written were written to enable our faith. And that believing we may what, brother?
Have life.
Have life. Our belief, which leads to our obedience. Our obedience will lead to eternal life. Are we there? Ephesians 3, 4 through 6.
Whereby?
All these passages we are reading is on the fact that the Almighty God had taken into calculation all that man needs to know in going through this life and in serving God. Read.
Whereby?
Brother is reading from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4 through 6. Read.
Whereby when ye read,
whereby when you read,
ye may understand.
You may understand
my knowledge.
My knowledge
in the mystery of Christ.
In the mystery of Christ. Which now a mystery is something that is hidden or was hidden. What you are going to find out now is that what the apostle is talking about, it's no more mystery. Because it's not revealed. Read on, brother.
Whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men.
Y'all hear that? The mystery. There are things that God hid in himself. There are things that the angels of God didn't know. Even though they were around the throne serving God, they didn't know. You know, I preach a series of sermons here, what angels wish they knew. That's right. and the Bible. There are some two or three passages in the New Testament implying that angels became nosy. And you know what they had to watch to enlighten themselves? They had to watch God's plan of salvation unfold in the church. That's right. And as I've often said, the Church of Christ is Christ's university, not only to enlighten men, but to enlighten angels. So here the brother is reading God's word, telling us from the book of Ephesians chapter 3, and the brother is reading from verse 4 to verse 6, telling us that God's mystery which had been hid in God from before the world was begun. Read.
Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. As it is now revealed unto
It is now revealed
unto his holy apostles.
You notice to whom it is revealed? His holy apostles.
And prophets by the Spirit.
And prophet, and it is the Holy Spirit that reveal it to them. Isn't this in keeping with Jesus' word that told them that there are certain things that they need to know, but that when he was here with them, they couldn't bear it? But that when he go, he would send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would bring back all things to their memory. And the Holy Spirit would reveal all truth to them. All truth? Yes. All truth that God wants man to know. Read on, brother.
That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers. And of the same body.
Wait. I always want to explain lifelessly this passage. That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers, that is fellow beneficiaries, with the truth. It's not the mystery that was hidden and not revealed. The mystery that was hidden and not revealed is that little phrase or clause that Brother Webb just read over quickly. It's like, where do you miss it? Read again, brother.
That the Gentiles should be fellow hearers and of the same body.
Is it? Same body. That is that Jew and Gentile would be saved in the same church. The Almighty God had prophesied to his prophets, many of them, telling that salvation would one day come to the Gentiles. So that is that the Gentiles should also hear. But that they would be and have to be, must be in the same church. That is. Thank God revealed it to us.
You see, this business about unity in diversity is Satan phraseology. Because the Almighty God don't want diversity in his church. He's not going to say Gentile in one church and Jews in another church.
Talk about the church of your choice. Who gave you that choice? Not God. Not God. Do you know that sensible parents don't usually give their children everything the child wants? Because children don't know what is good for them. Your 1-year-old, 2-year-old, if you allow them, all they want is sweet. Anything that is sweet, give it to them. But if you're a sensible parent, you don't give them what they want, you give them what they need.
God is a good parent. Huh? God's wisdom enabled the Almighty God. You have reached verse 6, brother. You're not finished.
And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel.
That's right. You're here again. The gospel has to come in there. Eh? That both Jews and Gentiles going to be saved in the same church. Partakers of God's promise. And it's going to be done in and through the church. Are we there? What are you talking about, Brother Mitchell? I'm still on the fact that no man or woman will hear from the Almighty God, from Jesus Christ, the side of the cross, outside of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Almighty God's His wisdom took into consideration, calculated all that man would need to live the Christian life. Are we there? God knew that in the Christian age. Are we there? In the age of the dispensation of grace. Are you there? There would be no need, get this, no need for dreams. Because he would not be communicating with human beings like that anymore. There would be no need for vision. He would not be using that means anymore. There would be no need for angel to come and deliver message to us. Are we there? There would be no need for new revelation. As I've quoted here many times, where one brother says, we do not even know how to deal with the old revelation and we want new one. That's right. There would be no need for any supernatural visit and appearance. No, God knew this. Because all that man ought to and need to know would already be made known. So this is why you could have passage like Galatians chapter 1. And verse 6 to verse 8. That's right. Passage like that, it says more than we realize. Galatians chapter 1:6-8. Let us hear it.
I marvel that ye are.
Wait. You understand marvel? You make me open my eyes and mouth and wonder. Well, what may Paul did that? Read.
That ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Wait. I want you to notice this. What do you know? Christ represents the gospel. Now, you are so soon removed. He could just as well say, from the gospel, from Christ. Brother Mitchell, how you mix them up? No, sir, it's no mix up. The gospel is all about Christ. The gospel means good news. It is the good news that Jesus Christ has brought salvation. That's the gospel. Paul says, I marvel, I open my mouth and wonder that you have left him, walked away from him to something else. Read on.
Which is not unto another.
That is, you know what? They were coming with Judaism. The law.
Many Christians were trying to hold on to both. Paul said that represents backsliding. That's why I use the word remove from him that called you to another gospel. But then he said, let you misunderstand, there is no other good news.
Which is not another.
Which is not another. But there are some that would
trouble you.
Trouble you and pervert
the gospel of Christ.
Wait. There are some people out there who would not only trouble you, interfere with your salvation, but they would bend up, spoil up the gospel of Jesus Christ. May I take religious power in life? Not God, not Christ, not the apostles. Because what was happening here is that the Christian of God were simply having been taught the gospel. Some Jews in the church were telling them, you must also embrace the law. They were not telling them to abandon Christ and the gospel. They were simply telling them, yes, you have accepted Christ, but you need to also practice the law. And Paul saw that as backsliding. That's right. Because that's what it is. You see, the Almighty God is a jealous God. God's sovereignty is under attack when you or I develop dissatisfaction with the gospel of Christ. Verse 6 finished, brother? Read on. You start at verse 6.
I'm at verse 8.
Verse 8. But though we,
or an angel from heaven.
I want you to get the implication of verse 8 and 9. He has just said that I marvel. I opened my eyes wide and my mouth because I was so shocked over. You were walking away from Christ and the gospel to some other religious teachings. He said, here is the implication. Because this, the gospel, is final. Because this, the gospel, is fixed. Because this, the gospel, is the only. Because this, the gospel, is and I choose you if you need. Because this, the gospel, needs no complement. If we, the apostles, who are giving you this, come back with something else, he said, first, be enough. And he said, if an angel, notice where the angel is coming from, not before, not there, but heaven. Am I right?
Read it, let them hear it, brother.
But though we, or an angel from heaven,
from where?
From heaven.
Now, if the angel had been from hell, you would say, I know that he's not the true angel. This one is coming from heaven. What should we do? And do what? Read.
Preach any other gospel unto you.
Read, brother. Any
other gospel.
Any other. Carl Mitchell's doctrine. That is condemned. Methodist doctrine. That is condemned. Roman Catholic doctrine.
authentic doctrine that is condemned. Mohammed doctrine that is condemned. Because there is one true gospel. Which is final, it is fixed, it is the only, it is unique, it needs no complement or help. It is because this gospel is final and fixed, and because there is no other why Paul could tell them that if an angel from heaven comes and preach any other gospel other than that which we have. Now, notice this, which we have
preached.
P-R-E-A-C-H-E-D. You know? It was already delivered. Amen. The preaching was a done deed. He did not even put it in the present tense. Am I right? Am I right? Which we have preached. He's taken in the present perfect tense, which means that it was a done deal even there. And if it was a done deal 2,000 years ago, and men and women come telling you and me that God gives them a vision.
They got a vision last night that they should preach in the bus. They got a vision last night that they should go to Olaba and deliver a message that earthquake coming the other day. Pure lies. Truly. Truly. In fact, the brother just read, what are we on? No man or woman or church or whatever going to hear from the Almighty God this side of the cross of Christ outside of what is already revealed in the New Testament. And this passage these passages are addressing that truth. Look at Jude. It has one chapter. The brother going to read verse 3 through 4 and verse 8. Let us hear it. In fact, before you read that, brother, let us take it in sequence if I can. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. 2 Timothy 3.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
All scripture is given. Wait. Notice with me now, please. Not will be given. Is given.
By inspiration of God.
Uh-huh.
And is profitable for doctrine.
It is profitable for doctrine.
For reproof.
For reproof.
For correction.
For correction.
For instruction in
for
righteousness.
For instruction in righteousness.
That the man of God.
Wait. And this passage is telling us that all we need to accomplish in us for the Christ-like nature, the Almighty God has already given us what we need. That the man of God
may be perfect.
May be perfect. You want to live perfectly in God's sight? You have what you need.
Thoroughly furnished.
Thoroughly! Watch here now. Not partially, you know. Not partially, but thoroughly furnished.
Unto all good works.
All the good works that you and I need to know, do. We are given directive in the gospel. Verse 17 finished. Let us turn to 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
I wonder if you see what I see here. Many men and women going to follow religious falsehood. That's what the Bible calls pernicious ways. And godly ways.
These who follow falsehood, religious falsehood, the way of God's truth going to be spoken against, evil spoken of. That's verse 2.
Yes.
Read on.
And through covetousness.
And through covetousness.
Shall they with feigned words.
Shall they with feigned words. That means nice word, deceptive word, enticing word. Read.
Make merchandise of your. Make merchandise.
They're going
of you.
They're going to make merchandise of you. May I, brothers and sisters, there are many men and women who are quick to go out there and start their own church. You know why? Filthy Luther. That's right. Ready to go out and start their own church. In fact, many of the churches in existence today started either from man's life, man's ego, money, power, or part of it, give rise to various denominations being founded. You know the sad thing? Many men and women today are part of these man-made churches. And they believe they are as safe and they are as good as men and women who are in the body of Christ. They are not. You cannot be a member of a man-made institution and be the same with the person who is a member of the church, the true church of Christ. It doesn't add up. You are a member of a church. You have read about that church nowhere in the Bible. And common sense has never said to you, where did my church come from? Because common sense should say to you, if that was the one Jesus Christ promised he would build, it would be mentioned somewhere in the gospel. Truly. Somewhere in the gospel. God will forget about the church. And if yours didn't mention there, common sense should tell you that something is wrong. The brother just read 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 and 3. Let us hear Ephesians 3:3-5. Well, we had read verse 4-6. Let us hear verse 5 and verse 10.
Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men,
mm-hmm.
as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles.
Let us hear verse 10.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers
uh-huh.
in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
You all hear? That's why angel have to be peeping in respect to what is going on in the church, so that they might be enlightened. But now let us turn to the passage of Jude, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4 and verse 8. Let us hear it.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation,
mm-hmm.
it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that he should earnestly contend.
May I? Look here, brothers and sisters. Jude's intent at first was to write a letter talking about the common salvation. Common here doesn't mean it doesn't worth anything. Common here means it is one salvation shared by all. God does not have two salvation or three salvation. It is the one salvation for all men.
And that has a lot of implication, you know. It means that the same thing you believe, I have to believe it. That it is common means the very same thing you did to become a Christian, I have to do. If you find out that what you did to become a child of God, I did something differently, then it is telling us that something is wrong somewhere. You see, the word common salvation has a lot of implications. And we need to understand. Yes, the rite of the common salvation.
It was needful for me.
So this was Jude's plan. To write about God's salvation in Christ in the church. But then he changed his mind. You see, he changed his mind. Not by accident. The Holy Spirit told this inspired writer that there is a more urgent subject you need to address. The Christian to whom you're writing know already about the one common salvation for every man. But because religious falsehood was creeping in the church, the Holy Spirit bade Jude to change his mind and address this subject. It was needful for me. What he's saying there, you know, I changed. I didn't worry right about the common salvation. It was needful for me
to write unto you.
To write unto you.
And exhort you.
And to encourage you.
That he should earnestly.
That you should earnestly contend
for the faith.
Wait. I like how you read that, Brother Webb. You should earnestly contend for the faith. For the faith. Not notice. This is not talking about our subjective faith. This is not talk about I believe in Jesus Christ. That's not what it is talking about. It's not talking about your belief or your faith in God, in Christ, in the Bible. The word, the faith here means the doctrine or the teaching. That's why. The word faith here means, notice, it is the faith, the belief, the doctrine, the teaching that you should earnestly contend for
the faith.
By the way, shouldn't it have a F? The faith. Because if you live in the time, you have Baptist faith. You have Jehovah's Witness faith. That's about two there now. You have Seventh-day Adventist faith. That's three now. You have Roman Catholic faith. That's four. Am I counting right? You have Anglican faith. Eh? We can go on over there. So how comes he said the faith? Why? Because there is one body of belief for God's people. God doesn't know anything about a Baptist faith and Anglican faith. And Christian, you must learn these things. And if you do not understand them when you come to Sunday school, ask questions. When you come to Wednesday night Bible study, ask questions. Because God wants you to know them, believe them, so that you can share them with us. That you should earnestly contend for the faith.
Which was
wait, one. Wait, take time with me, dear brother. Take time with me, dear. Take time with me, dear. Take time with me, dear. Because it's going to say something here that you must not miss or take for granted. You must not miss or take for granted. You must not miss or take for granted. Okay? You must not miss You must earnestly contend for the faith which was
once delivered.
Now these two words are very important. You notice this? It was how many times?
Once.
So those of us who believe that God is still speaking to people, giving them messages, that you are trampling on the ones. Because here God can come. Truly. If you didn't know it, I'm here to tell you. When God says one, it means he's not going to be continuously giving messages to men. It was once. Everybody gets it? The people who continue telling you about their vision that God gave them, tell them there is a mistake somewhere. Because God's message to man was one. But you need to notice also again the things of the delivery. It was once delivered. That means the delivery was a done deal when the writer wrote. Meaning, it had already been delivered. Because something is wrong somewhere when people come about their dreams and vision. We need to know these things. You need only to know beautiful things. It was once delivered. Brother, you say, what are you preaching on? And you should finish the sermon. You should finish about now. Give me a few more minutes. I'm still preaching on the fact that this side of the cross of Jesus Christ, you will never hear from God, from Jesus Christ, or from the Holy Spirit. Why? Everything that God wants you and me and every man on this planet Earth to know in respect to serving him, being saved, the running of the church, living godly lives, everything God has already given it in the Bible. You want vision, you will wait until God come. And you know what? Satan will give you vision. You see, if Satan knows that your soul and these supernatural experiences, he will make you eat late and have nightmares. And the first person you're going to blame is that God gives you vision. Foolish. But God gives you vision. Read the Bible and you will notice that God is not going to give any man any vision today. It was how many times delivered?
Once delivered.
Once delivered. That means 2,000 years ago, the faith that is the doctrine of Christ, the teachings of Christ, was delivered. It was a donkey then, 2,000 years ago. In that God is saying, I'm not going to be delivering message and revealing. No, all that man needs to know, I'm going to put it in the gospel. And it's there. It's just that too many of us don't have time to study the Bible. And we don't want to study the Bible. In fact, even beyond that, you have somebody here delivering a message that is by the grace to you. Huh? By the, you can open your Bible, read by yourself. But many of us would rather be clapping and jumping up and You want your emotions still. You don't want to sit and learn truth. But that's what God wants you to do. The church is first and foremost a teaching institution. Because
the transforming of our lives. According to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your body,
living sacrifice,
holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed. That is, don't try to resemble the world, but be you transformed. How are you going to be changed? By having your mind renewed. That is talking about knowledge from God's word. That is talking about teaching. You cannot be the Christ-like character and person without getting proper teaching. That's why you see a lot of people, their emotion is filled every week they go to their man-made church. They will clap on and say more amen than John ever read about. More hallelujah than is in the whole Bible. But they are totally ignorant of God's will. God doesn't want us to be like that. God wants us to be enlightened people. You must know the will of God as revealed in the gospel. You read verse 4, brother. Once delivered, you're at verse 3, or somewhere there, or read. Jude, still at chapter 1.
Unto the saints. For there are certain men.
Listen this. Why did I change my mind? We have to close up, brother. Why did I plan to write to you of the common salvation, that one salvation forever now, and change the Holy Spirit, tell him that there is a more important, urgent subject for him to write about, that the salvation that was once delivered to the saints.
For there are certain men.
I decided to deal with this subject. That is the faith or the doctrine that was once delivered, because there are
certain men crept in unawares.
Crept in! Somebody didn't hear that. Crept in, and we didn't realize it. You know what he's talking about, your false teachers, you know. Crept in unaware,
who were before of old.